Good morning and welcome back to the studio. I'm here with the Jaguars. Coach, what would you say that is the three songs that would sum up your personality?
I would say Happy from Pharrell, A Sailor's Guide to Earth from Sturgill Simpson, and let's go with one more, Back Down South by Kings of Leon.
You know, those are excellent choices right there. If you want to answer our question of the day, tune into our Facebook page and let us know what would be the three songs that sum up your personality. So, you guys said that the Dragons are coming from an Air Force base. What's the history between your two's rivalry?
So, the last time we played in a championship game was against Alcombury, back in 2010. We won that game. And then a little deeper with the history is the year before, we had an undefeated season and had defeated the Dragons earlier in the season. And then they came back and beat us in the championships here on our home field. It was pretty stunning. But it motivated us for the next year to then come back and work harder and win the championship.
Okay, so you guys came off with a little bit of a vengeance to add that little extra edge and put the smack down to it.
Yes, we needed to.
How did you guys do this season? Did you guys win every game?
Yeah, we won every game. We've won every game. Mercy ruled every team. We've scored maybe 50 to 100 points more than anybody in Europe at any level, and we've given up 18 points all season long.
So, holy smokes.
So, yeah, we're 4-0, and we're playing Alcombury for the second time. Came off of a couple weeks bye, and Brussels came down, beat them 47-0. And then the best part of all that is every player has been on the field for multiple reps and had the opportunity to play.
That's fantastic. And we're going to get more into what's going on next after this song. Welcome back to the studio. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw. We are back with the Sigonella Jaguars. So you guys were talking about the seniors on their team and how they've helped set a positive tone. Do you want to elaborate?
Yes. I feel like as a team, we have a big community. We hang out in and after school all the time. And just our connection is not just football. It's just together.
So you kind of build like a family network between the team, maybe helps you play a little better?
Yes.
Build that chemistry, you know?
Yes, especially with other players, people, second string, really like second string. We really do a lot together.
Okay, so tell us, what's your favorite game in memory?
My favorite memory is the opening touchdown I had against Alcombury when I set the tone for the game, and I plan to do the same for the championship.
Tell me about that play.
It was, I went on a fade route and I caught the ball. It was wide open. I had the touchdown.
How far a passing was it? Was it a run down the field or was it drop down into the end zone?
It was run down the field.
That's always a good feeling when you catch that ball and you can take off, head down, nobody touches you and you make it all the way for six.
Oh, yeah.
So how much do you like playing the non-traditional six-man game?
I really enjoy it. It reminds me of when I was with my cousins playing backyard football. And it's just pretty much backyard football with pads.
So do you kind of want to explain that a little bit? Most of our listeners are probably accustomed to the 11-man teams you see in NFL and traditional high school football. How does it differ with the six-man?
So I know Michael, he played 11-man football in Japan. I coached it for about 20 years. Coach here has done, I think, 6 and 9 now.
Yeah.
And it's you block, you tackle. You block, you tackle, you run, you throw. All the fundamentals are there. You pad up. All that's there. But it is wide open. There's three individuals have to be on the line of scrimmage, and then you have three others that are off. Everyone is eligible. So you see everything from a full house backfield, three guys on the line of scrimmage, to spread out across the field. And we try to do all of that.
And it's much more difficult to play defense than six man because you only have six guys to cover the whole field. So there's a lot more emphasis on open field tackling, which for our team this year, coach has been amazing in emphasizing that. We've only given up 18 points the whole season, and that's because of the extra work he's put into defense for us.
That comes back to the kids you have, though. They fly around and get to the ball, so don't know how much we're going to talk about this, but we kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And if you care, if you love this community and you love American football, it gets you a feel for it here in our backyard.
So with that defense being a little bit more difficult, do you have to run a man coverage?
Most of the time, yes, but I play safety, and I'll get anyone else who comes back behind the line.
Okay, so you guys have one free safety or two?
It depends.
It depends.
It depends. Yeah. Okay. Michael here is what I call our monster. He's a guy that erases everything, and some coaches call him an eraser, but he's the guy who basically covers everybody else if something breaks down. But we try not to let anything get out of there before it can get to him. So he may not have all the tackles he wants, but he's our leading defensive player because of the picks and the turnovers, and he had a pick six, and he wants more of those, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's essentially the quarterback of the defense. He kind of analyzes the play as it happens and then goes in and, like Coach said, cleans everything up.
That's really sweet. So with defense being a little more difficult, how is offense as far as like trying to avoid sacks with defensive ends coming in and a small lineup?
I feel like we have really great offensive line. I feel like the quarterback has a lot of options to pass. He has a lot of plays that he can run. We have a lot of run plays, and they definitely help us get the ball to the end zone.
All right, thank you for that, and we've got more coming up next. Welcome back to the studio. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, and we are here again with the Sigonella Jaguars. So what kind of game do we expect to play tomorrow?
We expect them to definitely put up a fight, so we're going to be ready for any plays that they come out with. We're going to have our defense ready, our offense going to be ready for their defense, no matter the formation that they go in.
And coaches, have you been scouting out a little bit of what they can do?
Yeah, we've got game film, we got several every game this season, some from last season. I'm new here, and their coach is new there, and we kind of have an idea now, each of us, of what we try to do, what we try to accomplish.
I'm going to say, in honor of that last song, we're going to save a horse, ride the dragons.
That's right. So what are some things be on the lookout for on the Dragons, offense and defense, and how you plan to overcome them and take them on in the championship?
We're going to disrupt their run game by like disrupting the line, and we're watch for any like major plays. We just want to stop any plays and shut down their hope from winning the game.
Okay, and what kind of running game can you expect from them?
Inside.
Yeah. So they run sweeps and counters, so counters from the backfield, but also counters from the line of scrimmage, a wing counter. And then they'll spread out a little bit, and when we do that, we got a couple of guys that can get on their receivers, but we'll pressure like we've done throughout the year and try to disrupt, like Michael said. Get them stopped before they can get started.
And they've already said in the Stars and Stripes article, they just want to slowly, methodically work the ball down the field with power runs so that we can't get our offense on the field. So the sooner we can get them off the field, the better for us.
And I know that you said you're a D-end. Are you planning on crushing that line in and maybe de-cleating a running back or a quarterback?
For sure. I'm definitely going to hit somebody. I'm going to put my shoulder pad in their chest.
So we've been talking about the Dragons and how they're running and how you plan to counter it, but what can we expect from you guys as far as performance on the offensive field?
Coach, you got stats. Basically, we're pretty balanced running and throwing. About the same number of yards and I think 250 some odd points in five games, so about 50 points a game. You get to a certain threshold and with an advantage, and it's a mercy rule. So we're going to run, we're going to throw, we're going to spread the field, and then we have another personnel group this week. I've gone to call them meat and potatoes. It's the big guys, and so we bring those guys out there too. But the objective is to get them off balance, to keep them guessing what we're doing, and create space and use that space to our advantage. So we'll throw, we'll run, spread the field, and then we can bring it in, and we got guys that can get after it on the line of scrimmage like a traditional run game as well.
Yeah, he was mentioning stats. We're really balanced. Throughout the season, through the five games we've had about 800 yards of pass offense and about 700 of a run offense. So there's no one thing you can key on with us. It's a pretty good team in the truest sense of the word.
So you guys are just going to keep a switch hitting them, maybe run the ball down their throat, throw it over their head, and just keep counting for six.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So do you guys have special teams with this as well? Are you kicking field goals?
We do. We have what I think is the best kicking game in Europe, Sebastian Hedeman. One of the great things about being here is that we have American and NATO forces. So Coach has been here longer than I have, but Sebastian was here. I'll just brag on him and what this community does with the population. But Sebastian was here 3 years ago, kid from up Northern Europe, and comes in and wants to play American football and doesn't know all the things about it, but now there isn't a place he couldn't play on the field, and he's caught receptions, gone for touchdowns. He's probably the best kicker in all of Europe. I would put him up against anyone. Mm-hmm. and he's starting defense for us, so it's just great to have that community of people. I got kids from all over the country, kids that have lived in Europe and in Asia, and then we have kids from NATO forces that contribute as well. So it's a true true community that represents the world here at Sigonella, and it's just great to be able to play an American game with those guys.
Yeah, Sebastian's dad is the soccer coach. They're from Denmark. We call him the Danish Cannon. But like in the NFL, a lot of the kickers come from a soccer background, and it's fun because when he does the kickoffs, all the crowd and all his teammates, as soon as he kicks the ball, they go boom, because he kicks it, he powers it into the end zone.
So I feel like when I was playing football, a lot of the energy going into the game determined how we were going to do. What are you guys doing to make sure you come in with that velocity and explosiveness and just overall motivation to crush the Dragons tomorrow?
It's definitely in the locker room. In the locker room, while we're getting ready, we'll listen to music, we'll get hype, and we always have a chant, and we'll always get loud, we'll always get ready. We always show the team that we're there and that we're ready to play.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they're a party in the locker room, but then they're all business on the field. They are more of a lead by example than jumping around and screaming and yelling, which is good. I think they need to have their mind in the game, and then afterwards they can have their heart into it. But they're like professionals in that sense. It's a senior laden team like that.
And coaches are not in the dressing room during that time, so I don't know what they're doing, but it's been very effective. They take care of each other, and I've had teams where I've had to be the motivator, and that's not been the case this year. They have ample amount amongst themselves. It's a true sense of leadership from 9 through 12. It's a great bunch of young people.
And so you two, the D-end and the running back, do you guys want to say your names and your numbers so we can be on the lookout for you guys tomorrow?
I'm Michael Torres, and I'm number one on the field.
I'm Isaiah Wilson. I'm number 11 on the field.
All right. And what time again does the game start tomorrow?
1:00 behind Sigonella Middle High School.
And any of the listeners who want to go support the Jaguars tomorrow, where can we find this field at?
It's just behind the high school, middle school. Like I said, 1:00 at 10 a.m. There's going to be tailgating. We have gotten approved where you can set up a grill, you can cook. I would bring a cooler, bring the things you want to eat and drink. I think volleyball has some concessions perhaps tomorrow.
Yeah.
There may be a group of people doing that, but bring it. You can set around the track, bring a tent, bring your chairs, get to be part of an American experience with a bunch of great people.
And there will be a live stream as well, and they can tune in to the Sigonella Middle High School Facebook page, and it'll be live streamed on that and saved afterwards if they can't watch it live.
Okay. I just want to say thank you guys for coming in the studio so much. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you. Thanks to this community. Please come out and support us. If you've not been here to see a ball game, this is your chance. Weather's going to be great. Sunshine. We're in Sicily, Italy. We're playing an American game. So with a great, great bunch of people.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in. Coach Burcham, this next song is for you.